In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We call the Church Christian and Apostolic. Again, the Church is one, so all believers of every time and every place are both Christian and Apostolic. It is easy to understand why the Church is Christian. Christ is her only Savior. God came down to earth as a man to redeem her with his own blood. Only he lived for her. Only he died for her. Only he bled to redeem her. Only he rose on the third day and ascended into heaven to rule all things for her eternal good. The Church is Christian because without Christ, we would be lost eternally. This does not mean that somehow the Father or the Spirit are unimportant in our salvation, but it simply confesses that no one comes to the Father except through the Son. And no one knows the Father except him who the Son has revealed him to. The Father does not die for us, and neither does the Holy Spirit. The Son does. Christ does. So the gospel is not just a message about God, but Christ is the embodiment of the gospel, for only he has laid down his life to redeem the church. So the Old Testament believers are in heaven because Christ died for them, even as the New Testament believers are in heaven because Christ died for them. And even you and I have the certain hope of heaven because of the sacrifice of Christ. So no one else can bear that title, Christ, for we have but one Savior who has died in our place. One Lord, one Redeemer. So it's easy to understand why the Church is called Christian. What is harder to understand and what has been abused throughout the centuries is why the Church is called apostolic. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, says, God's people are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. Take away the cornerstone and the whole building falls apart. Take away Christ and the church has absolutely nothing, no hope of salvation. So what does it mean to be apostolic? First off, let's discuss what it does not mean. It does not mean that we are built upon the apostles themselves, upon their persons or who they are. They too were sinful men with errors and many blatant sins. They too needed a Savior to save them from sin and death. So St. Peter denies our Lord three times. All the apostles, the disciples, fled in the Garden of Gethsemane, and even at his ascension, many of them still doubted him. So if we are built upon a sinful man, such as the apostles, then we cannot hope but to fall. We are like the man who builds without the foundation. When the storms come, there is no hope of survival. And where are the apostles now? Well, they too have died because the wages of sin is death. Death came because they have sinned. They are saved because of Christ. So Christ does not build his church upon their persons, as some denominations are wont to claim. Others take apostolic to mean a succession of places and of people. But denominations come and go. They hold to the word of God and they fall away. At one time, the Church of Rome defended the truth of Scripture, but they have since fallen. Many historians, sadly and unfortunately, even many church historians, have seen Luther as breaking away from the Church of Rome. That they were there first. They are older. Rome has the pedigree. Rome has the buildings. Rome has, well, Rome. But we would politely and yet vehemently disagree. Luther did not start a new church. Otherwise, Lutherans are not apostolic. He did not start a new church, but he restored the church back to the apostolic faith. Or rather, God did it through him. Rome is the one who started the new church. They are the ones who left behind the apostles' teaching even though they carried the outward trappings. So the church is called apostolic because it teaches the doctrine of the apostles. Apostolic succession is a succession of doctrine. Apostolic has to do with the faithful preaching of the gospel and the right administration of the sacraments. The church preaches what the apostles preached. The church believes what the apostles believed. The church lives how the apostles lived. Why? Because they were eyewitnesses of Christ. So even though St. Paul says we are built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, we do not call the church the prophetic church. Because the great prophets of Elijah, Elisha, and so forth did not see Christ with their own two eyes. They were not witnesses of the life of Christ as the apostles were. They heard his teachings. They saw his miracles. They saw him in Gethsemane. They witnessed his crucifixion. They touched him when he rose from the dead. They saw him ascend into heaven. Our salvation does not depend on the ponderings of wise men, but on actual history witnessed by real men. And then they wrote about it. So what the apostles were sent to preach was history. So weekly, Lord willing, daily, we read their writings. So to be apostolic is to faithfully hold to the word of God, for by that word we are saved. It's not an intellectual exercise or a philosophical system we must follow, but it's a fruit-bearing power of God. It changes the heart. It equips the body. It gathers the church. It makes a person alive. These are not the musings of some men. But men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. They were eyewitnesses of his death and resurrection. The only way to know Christ then is by their witness and testimony. So we are built upon what they heard and what they saw and what they preached. And they testified that Christ is indeed the Savior of the world. Redemption is found solely in his blood. Life and salvation are tied only to the person of Christ. That is what it means to be apostolic. Perhaps to bring it a little closer to home, to bear the name of a denomination does not make us part of the church. It would be false to assume that as long as we belong to the Wisconsin Synod, then we have the right teachings. Or to join a congregation simply because it belongs to a certain denomination is to look for the church in the works of men rather than in the Word of God. What do the Bereans do when the apostle comes to them? They diligently search the scriptures to make sure and to verify what St. Paul says is actually true. How much more should we diligently search the scriptures to verify what our pastor says and what the synod says? We cannot love a synod or denomination more than the word of God. We cannot love a pastor or building or congregation more than the word of God. For we are bound solely to that word of the apostles and only to that word. Every synodical document, every sermon must be judged against the word of those who saw Christ. For our allegiance is to scripture and only to that word. No matter how great a man or a synod may have been, we are followers of the Word of God alone. And so the church is Christian because only Christ is her Savior. And the church is apostolic because they saw Christ and testified about him. That God has become man, and he has humbled himself to death for our redemption. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.